This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Second date update.
We're going to do a fun little experiment here.
Oh, that's exciting.
And okay. Brooke, before you got together with your husband, Michael, think about the last couple guys before him that you dated.
Yeah.
I need you to rate them based on their attractiveness. Just simply 1 to 10, the last two.
Oh, they're both, okay.
They're changing in your head.
I'd give one of them an 8.
Okay.
And then I'd give one of the other ones when he showered 5.
That's not good. Yeah. Wow, was when he showered?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Unshowered?
It's
true. Probably a 9. He went up. She likes
no, 3. I go
a
lower
3?
On that
okay.
One.
Yeah. So we have an 8 and a 3.
He had really greasy hair.
Now, a recent study says if you average out the numbers of your exes, that is what society deems your number is. So, you would be a solid 5.
I don't actually argue that.
No, yeah.
That feels good to me.
Okay, I didn't think you would. Markers. It's like you are what you eat, you are who you've dated.
Okay.
And one of our listeners may be dealing with a numbers crisis in his dating life. His name, and I apologize if I pronounce this wrong, is it Thom? T-H-O-M?
Yeah, it's Thom. There's an H.
Cool.
Oh, and it's pronounced okay.
Like right, Thom
cool.
with an H.
What's up, Thom?
Hey, guys.
So, according to your email, it says that before the date, you considered yourself to be a 6, but afterwards you consider yourself a 4 now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Why do you feel that way? Did you fall face down on an escalator? What's going on?
No. When I went out with her, I thought she was a 6 easily, but she's, like, not calling me back. So now I'm thinking I'm a 4, you know?
Oh, think you, you're not meeting her standards.
If you can't lock down a 6, then, yeah, what is that?
Right. Can we just, like, put it out there that no woman, no matter where you actually think they stand, should ever be called anything but a 7 or an 8?
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, at least not to their face, but she's not on the phone right now, so we're allowed to be honest.
Here's this, she's really not calling her back.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do you think you failed?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, look, I didn't put in like a ton of effort.
Oh,
maybe that was it.
It's one big clue there.
I don't know. I didn't listen.
I didn't
do anything. I don't know what her name is.
Yeah. Do you know what her name is? Do we put that much effort in?
Yeah. Tori.
Tori. Okay.
Is it Tori or is it Thori with an H in the middle?
That's funny. That's a
good one. It's just T-O-R-I.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Where did you meet Tori?
Dating app.
All right.
Which I normally, it was weird. Like, I kind of aim higher. I'm going after 7s and 8s.
What are you saying?
Hear him out.
No,
let's hear him
it's
out.
Like, why?
No, you got to listen. I mean, that was the thing. I've been, like, kind of going after these sort of, I guess, aesthetically more beautiful women, but it wasn't really working. So I was kind of like, well, you know, I'll go out with this girl. She's probably a 6.
What? I feel you, brother.
Okay.
Do you always think of people on this rating scale?
No, I mean...
Okay, Brooke, all men think that way.
No.
Surprise newsflash. Surprise newsflash. We think beautiful women are beautiful.
No,
if that offends
that's
you,
different.
Then that's your issue.
That's different than it's rating different. Every single person you meet. Okay, so here's my question.
Girl, women do this. I know women rate guys.
I don't rate people in my head.
Yeah, I
like,
rate
yes, I find them attractive or not attractive, for sure.
I have
but
the
I
evidence.
Don't play.
Eight was one of your boyfriends, and three was the other one. When you don't rate people? Okay. I guess you're right. We'll go off of your word on that.
Okay. Can I just ask Thom a question?
Go ahead.
I'm curious because it doesn't sound like you are attracted to this woman.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like you're interested. Why are you calling us to get in touch with her?
I mean, it's not as if I wasn't like 100% unattracted to her. I mean, we were definitely getting along, I guess.
Are you just bored?
When you say I get, like, it really sounds
like
you're
bored. There's
people
you keep around when you're bored.
Or he's being rejected and he hates it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a want what you can't have thing.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, look, we just went to like a dive bar. It wasn't like we did some big fancy dinner. I wasn't exactly willing to spend a lot of money on it, but
I don't know. If she was a 7 or 8, then you would have gone the extra mile and like paid extra.
I probably would have.
Okay.
Hey, Thom.
You're a guy.
I think that's fair.
Were you nice to her when you were on the date?
Yeah. That's a good
question. I'm being serious.
Yeah, tell us about the
date. Did you compliment her?
A little bit. I mean, we hung out. I mean, we laughed every once in a while. It was kind of cool. The one thing that was kind of strange,
I mean, I guess.
After we had been drinking a little bit, I like went to the bathroom and I came back and I was going to give her like a surprise hug, but she was sitting down on a bar stool and I kind of like gave her a hug from behind and it was almost like I got her in like a little headlock.
Ooh.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You're standing up and she's sitting, so the alignment isn't right.
Those are cute. He didn't really put her in a headlock.
No, my husband's height, it's like whenever he hugs me from behind, it is literally like a chokehold. And
like
I hate
Nelson.
It. I hate it so much.
Did you let go after 30 seconds or
like,
did you let
breathe.
Her lose consciousness?
She literally falls asleep.
I gave her like a little noogie, you know, kind of thing. Like,
Wait, what?
You gave her a
Are you joking? No, that's a joke.
No, it was just like stupid quick thing.
That's a little friendly behavior,
okay.
My friend.
I would never call a man back. I don't care if he was a 20 on whatever scale you're working on.
Okay,
Brooke,
fine.
Dude walked up and gave me a noogie. I'm with you.
Okay, but
come
you're
on,
a
Brooke,
you're,
get
you're,
over here.
Brooke, you're a 5. You don't get to choose like that. We're talking about a 6. We're talking about he went out with a 6.
What was her response to the noogie?
Yeah, look, she seemed startled at first, but we had been drinking, so it kind of she just brushed it off, and we just got back to talking.
Okay. Well, I'm sure when she realized it was you, everything was okay.
And her mood didn't change? Like, she didn't become more icy or cold towards you?
You know, to be honest, I didn't really notice, because I was sort of, like, not as interested anymore. I had sort of lost the desire to take it any further. I was like, eh, whatever.
Are you trying to be a jerk right now?
No. Look, I mean, I'm being honest with you. That's totally how it was on the date. I was just, like, not into it. Okay. But then when I got home, it was like I realized out of all the dates I've been on and all the dates that I don't like, I kind of liked her the most.
So she was the best of the worst.
Right.
She's like, right.
Okay.
I'm really concerned with myself that I followed that.
Yeah. Position that some of us have been in many, many times, clearly. So, okay. How long has it been since your date with Tori, then?
It's been a week.
Okay. Have you tried to put any effort in, since it doesn't sound like you put any in initially?
Yeah. I mean, look, I waited about 4 days. Then I called once. I didn't leave a message or anything. I just hung up and then I texted her after that.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
God, and they say romance is dead.
Well, some people might think you're coming on a little bit strong there at the end.
You let it ring once, bro. Yeah. Clingy.
But we'll see how Tori feels because we're going to come back. We'll call her directly.
I'm actually really excited to hear her opinion of this situation.
Me too. And maybe we'll have her rate you.
I feel like
you guys
we should
met.
Just drop the rating.
I actually want to hear her rating.
Everybody wants
it. No.
And then we'll rate everybody
we should
in
stop
this room.
Rating.
We're going to come back and
rating
do it.
Rating is not healthy.
It's a rate fest when we come back for your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
We got an interesting situation on our hands here with one of our listeners, Thom, spelled like Tom, but with an H in there.
Yes.
And to a few of us on the show, it sounds like he only wants another date with this woman, Tori, because he's kind of bored.
Or decided he's being rejected and hates that. I can't decide which.
Yeah, we're not. It doesn't seem that into her. No. At least according to some people in this room.
According to him.
To me.
He said that.
Well, I don't know how he feels. Personally, it sounds like he is passionately in love.
That's his passion?
Whoa. Trying to play it coy.
Oh.
Not give away his true feelings.
He told us that he was being honest like 8 times, so I don't know.
That's what a coy person would say.
But he got me, Jim.
Yeah, tricked me too.
Truth is, there really weren't a lot of highlights to cover from their dive bar hangout, except for when he tried to hug her from behind and accidentally put her into a mini headlock.
Yeah,
and they gave her a noogie.
The noogie.
That's a huge highlight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more a low light for her.
It's kind of playful flirtiness there.
It's not.
Well, to some it could be.
Noogie's almost like the I do kiss.
Yeah.
Right? It's very cute and romantic.
I see potential for it. Anyway, we're hoping to help cure Thom of his, you know, eternal boredness and get him another date with Tori here. Brooke, is there anything disparaging you'd like to say to Thom before we begin here?
I covered it all.
Yeah. Anything left?
Yeah. What I want to ask him is if he is going to be embarrassed if he gets rejected on the radio.
No, honestly, not really.
Okay, good. No pressure.
I mean, she's already basically rejecting you as it is.
True.
You can't be double rejected.
I don't know how much else I can worry about that if it happens.
Okay.
All right. Well, usually.
So you just don't care about that either. Okay. We're just a little apathetic.
I can sense the passion in Tom's voice right. Thom. My bad.
What if Thom's just killing time with us right now? He's like, man, I'm kind of bored. I'm just gonna call this radio
station. Maybe. Well, let's get it done. We'll see what she has to say. I'm gonna dial her number right now. You ready?
Are you asking me that?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Let me just focus on Tori here. Okay.
And this is the one we chose to do the call with.
I mean, Brooke, we're not going to turn down the chance to interview a hard four on his dating life. Self-admitted.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is for Thom.
Yikes.
Let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking to speak with Tori.
Yeah, this is her.
No, hey. It is a dumb joke.
Sorry, I just thought.
Tori, what's up? You're on the radio with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey,
Tori.
Hey. Hi.
Sorry to bug you.
That's weird.
It's going to get a lot weirder here in a second. There,
we don't know
Tori.
That for sure. Oh. We do want to pry into your personal life just the tiniest bit and ask you about a date that you went on the other day with a guy named Thom.
Oh.
You probably met a lot of Thoms, so this one. He was the one that took you to a dive bar?
Yeah, Thom, okay. I remember him.
Good.
Okay.
Like weird.
He's weird, or it's weird that we're calling
no,
him?
No, it's weird that you're calling me.
Yeah, we're weird. We know.
Well, we're just trying to ask in general how you felt about the date and how you felt about Thom himself.
I don't know. He's okay.
Okay.
He's fine.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad review.
You're going to ask her, Alexis, on a scale?
Yeah, I was waiting.
No, no. Let's not go into
the
superficial route.
Yes.
That's just rude.
Okay.
I don't want to hear
rude,
that.
He says.
Oh, it's just rude now. I see.
We're above that as a radio show. What do you want to ask? Like, we want to get a sense of how you really feel about Thom. Is there, like, a chance that there might be another meetup, maybe?
I mean, I guess he did, like, text me. I never texted him back.
Okay.
It was a fine date. I mean, I didn't really seem like he wanted to be there, but, like, I didn't really want to be there either, so.
Okay. Why didn't you want to be there?
I mean, it wasn't, like, a bad date. It just wasn't a great date. I don't know. I guess I've been, like, going back and forth on how I feel about him.
Okay.
Like, part of me is, like, I can probably do better. But then there's another part of me that's like, is it even worth trying to find somebody else? You know, like.
Don't settle. Don't settle for Thom.
Brooke, Thom is our listener. He's asked us for help.
Yeah.
I don't want him to settle either.
You didn't say that to him. You also said it to her.
Tori, is there any highlights or lowlights, any moments from the date that really stand out to you?
Any lights?
I mean, not really. Like, I haven't even really thought about him.
What do you mean you haven't thought about him?
I don't know. Just like, you know, you have an experience. It's like, and then you just kind of like go about your life and don't like give it much attention.
Oh my God.
Maybe no highlights is a highlight. Like, that's actually in itself.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, wait, are you guys asking me?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of it that way?
Same person happening.
All right. the similarities are actually pretty striking.
I know, that's what's confusing me. Like, and they both seem like, meh.
I can't wait to see the fireworks that explode out of a conversation when we tell Tori, that Thom is actually on the other line right now listening to this conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, and he wants
that
to...
That was a scream!
He wants to jump in and talk to you.
Huh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, that's Thom. So we're just going to back away and let you two lovebirds talk this out. Go ahead.
Dramatic.
Sorry. I don't want to, like, hurt your feelings. I'm just being honest. Like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was that special.
Oh.
Really, no offense to you. Like, you're a nice guy.
I mean, look, no offense taken. I agree. It was fine. It's not like we didn't hate each other. You know, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, I guess, like I said, I'm like going back and forth. Part of me is like, yeah, why not? It was like fine. And then the other part of me is just like, it's not even on my mind at all that we even went out, you know?
Is this where dating's at?
Yeah.
Is this what's happening?
You're interrupting bonding, sparks, Brooke.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look, I appreciate the honesty. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I kind of only thought about you when this radio show came on. They sort of asked me if I wanted to do the second date call. So
we asked you. Kinda...
I mean, that's fair. That's totally fair. Like, I think back on their date, there's nothing, like, special about our date. You know, like, I get it.
I know.
I'm offended.
But it's weird. Like, that's what I kind of liked about it. Like, the lack of interest. Like, there was no drama. And, like, that's kind of not bad.
That was actually the most positive thing that I've heard any of them say.
One of the most romantic things that's ever been spoken on this show.
Are you guys attracted to each other?
I guess.
They both thought about it for the same amount of time.
Very long pause.
I think you guys are actually perfect for each other. You're madly in love, and you just don't care enough yet.
The bar is set so low for both of you that this might actually work.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a bar. I think the bar is left.
Well, let's find out for sure because, Tori, we'd love to offer you another date with Thom, and we would pay for that date if you're willing to see him one more time.
I mean, I guess, like, the dating apps are just so bad right now. Like, I don't know if you guys are on there, but there's just, pervs and weirdos. And, like, I had, like, a group of three saying they wanted to add a fourth one time. It's just, like, rough out there. So
we're giving up.
I guess, yeah, like, why not? It doesn't, like, hurt to do another one.
So you're settling, like,
All right. Well,
May hurt, though.
Well, hold on, Brooke. He may have changed his mind. Let's ask him. Thom, are you still up for this?
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I'll take a free date.
All right.
I'll take a free date.
I'll take a free date, and why not? How much worse can it get?
Sure, what the heck?
Well, I don't even want to congratulate you. It doesn't feel like it deserves a congratulations.
Oh, I think
I have never been so depressed at the end of a second date.
Now it's officially my favorite second date we've ever done. Now that Brooke's depressed. Good work, Thom and Tori.
Yay.
You're going out one more time.
Yay. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Are we done?
Oh, wow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Why do I feel like this is going to be one of our highest rated second date calls of all time? Tori and Thom.
I'm going to go with I don't agree with you.
Are you kidding?
In 20 years, I feel like we're all going to look back in this moment and say, wow, Tori and Thom were couples goals.
I mean,
forget Zendaya and Tom Holland and Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. Give me Thom and Tori for relationship.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. They click so hard they didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
They didn't care enough
don't
to realize
try.
It.
Sure.
Is that chemistry,
Jeff, if that's what you want to believe in, is this type of love, then I...
Don't be jealous because you'll never feel the type of love that was exploding between them.
You know what they say, sometimes fireworks are silent.
Oh my God, I can't wait until there's a marriage proposal. It's like, I don't know. I was thinking like...
If you wanted to.
Sure. Yeah, sure, that's fine.
And she's like, who are you again?
Yeah.
But remember, if you ever want to get a second date update, you can always email the show.
Oh,
we'll call that person who isn't calling you back.
Even if you don't really want one, but just kind of maybe want it.
If you're just bored, we'll help you out. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJACQUI.com. Made for women by women.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.